Hey, Noah,
Hello.
how are you?
Really
So
good.
it's 7 o'clock at your house, right?
Yes, it is. 7:05, actually.
7:05. That's
That's
what it's
right.
6:05 here.
Well, I'm stoked, man. I'm ready to rock
Oh.
and roll, and it's a pleasure to meet you. So,
So you play, tell me first, what kind of music do you play? Like what would you consider your genre of music?
I mean, technically, it would be Christian singer-songwriter.
Okay.
But when I perform with my band, it's contemporary Christian and sometimes Christian rock. And I like a little bit of Christian blues. I kind of fuse all
Oh,
my
yeah.
upbringing into that. You know what I mean? So,
So tell me about that. Tell me about your upbringing. How did that influence what you do?
I grew up in Southwest Detroit, downtown by the old Tiger Stadium, inner city, lots of gangs, violence, shootings. You name it, drugs, everything on my street. It was a minefield to get through all that. And sports kind of kept me out of most of it. So I just kind of stayed busy, but obviously you're there, you're among it. And I go to school down there, Detroit Public Schools, and bounced around a little bit, but played a lot of sports. My dad grew up down there too, and so he grew up on Motown and oldies, and I was raised listening to oldies, and never picked up a guitar, never even thought about music. And it wasn't until I was about 20 years old, and I was at Wayne State, and I was being scouted for baseball, and I was trying to make all these big decisions, but my arm was kind of giving up on me, and I really just felt God begin to start speaking into my life, like, this isn't going to be the path forward for you. So I had a lot of emotional issues because of that, because I thought I was letting so many people down. And I began to have dreams that I was playing guitar out of nowhere. And then we were on a little vacation. And then I bought a $25 guitar in Matamoros, Mexico. We went across the border, $25 American, and I tortured everybody with it. And then within a couple months, I was like, this is, sounds crazy, but I'm actually like getting this. It makes sense. So that's how it started. The typical Johnny Cash old saying, which is three chords and the truth.
That's really cool. And I've always said, you said three chords and the truth. I have always said, if I write a biography, I'm going to call it five chords and a capo, because
Yes.
if you, well, you said you have to,
That's
it
good.
forces you to learn new chords, not if you have a capo.
That's
So
true.
I,
And you realize that what you say is often more important than what you play. And there's a lot of great musicians that aren't never really proficient on a professional level with the
Yeah.
instrument part, but what they say and how they're saying it has it catapults them into that stratosphere. And then the opposite spectrum, I've seen brilliant savant musicians that can't seem to connect with people
Right.
in the musical realm, so they're almost stuck with not being able to poetically connect. So while their gift is just in a different area, it's to they've
Right.
mastered the craft, but it's different to take that craft and apply it to poetry and connecting to an audience. So they're, you know,
That's
not one
perfectly
isn't
said.
yeah one isn't greater. It's just what
Right.
is your gifting and what are you going to pursue, I guess.
That's perfectly said. And I, certain style, you write a lot of your own songs, or most of your own songs, all what?
Yeah, I mean, everything I sing, besides that, if it's a cover, I write everything. I wrote all the songs for my original band. You know, not everything I write is necessarily great, but I try to write how I feel. And I'm beginning to see what people are sort of grabbing hold of as I release it. And I'm like, okay, that
So,
song got 5,000 views. And this song only got a couple thousand. What's the
gotcha.
difference here?
Right.
And not that I'm writing to please people, but you can sort of see there's a way that you can portray yourself and write that resonates better with people. And now sometimes I'm going to write it and it is what it is, and I don't care if
Right.
anybody likes it, because I'm writing it ultimately for God. I
Right.
really do. I don't mean that as a churchism. I really feel like I'm supposed to write Christian themed songs.
Oh, so you have a guitar and a harmonica.
Yeah, I've been playing harmonica since I first started playing guitar. They just kind of went together, and it's really helped me be kind of set apart as an artist. And it really makes a difference because I can communicate with this sometimes, a heart with this as well. So
yeah. That's right. Okay, well, tell us what you're going to play. I'm going to give you a full screen here, and you tell us what you're going to do, and just do it. You have center stage.
Well, it was a hard decision. I had a lot of songs that I could have sang tonight. But I wanted to perform this one. It's called Prodigal Son. And it goes out to all the Christians that feel a little bit jaded in ministry, that feel like they're doing ministry, yet they feel far from God at the same time. And I've experienced that so many times. You're doing the things, you're doing the ministry, you're on the road, you're preaching and praying, yet I don't feel connected to God, and I feel like a prodigal son. At the same time that I'm doing all these things for Christ. So this is the heart that I wrote it. It's a little woe is me at times, but the point is to communicate to other Christians that it's okay to feel a little far from God, because sometimes God is pulling back so that we'll press into him. And the song's called Prodigal Son, so yeah.
Body this rage. Well, I've been crying. Oh, I've been begging. I've been praying. All I got is this regret. Those storms at night, Lord, they keep me awake in my bed. Yeah, those storms at night, Lord, they all come from my home. Yeah, it ain't easy. Constant love is a call to preach. What I'm bound is only to pick me up. Feel like a prodigal son. You gotta save me, you gotta save me. feel like I'm gonna die. Yeah, but those storms are nine. But those storms are nine, Lord, and keep me away from my way. Yeah, those storms. Sometimes I feel like a prodigal son.
Amen.
I'm speechless. I'm blown away. Where'd you learn to sing like that?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Noah, you're phenomenal.
Thank you.
You're phenomenal. What a gift. I mean, I'm speechless at that. But I knew you were good because I had listened to some of your songs. You have a song that I like called Running to You. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I almost played that.
I almost requested that. I have never made a request, and I said, I'm going to actually request this guy to play this Run into You. And then I thought, no. And I thought, no, I'm just going to wait and see what he pulls out, you know, because it's not about me. Somebody probably needed to hear that.
Maybe. Right. I don't know. Maybe somebody was just feeling in a certain way tonight. And, you know, like you said, you never know.
And so that's what I thought. I'm not going to interfere. This is God. I've always my saying is, this is God's podcast. It's not mine. And so I didn't want to interfere, but I love the Run into You. So I knew you were good, but I'm still blown away, like live and in person. That's wow.
Well,
so what kind of guitar is that you're playing there?
Oh, this is a Gibson Hummingbird. And the pick guard fell off, and then Gibson wouldn't answer the phone. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to Willie Nelson this thing. And so I've already got all that pit guard stuff going on. But on there, I don't know if you can see that, there is a butterfly sticker.
I do see that.
That's for my dad. My dad passed away, and he was my mentor, my best friend. And there was a lot that happened surrounding that. But I think that was a big turning point for me. And the God was speaking to me a lot about the metamorphosis of the butterfly after his death, about being transformed. And my dad was having some spiritual dreams. We had started a church together, and he was like, I had a vision of all these cocoons and butterflies were hatching. And I'm like, Dad, that's about the rebirth, about regeneration, about people being saved. And he was having these dreams. And then after he passed, I kept seeing these little visions, and we went up camping, and all of us, we had no idea. And all of a sudden, millions of monarchs had hatched. And my dad had passed. I'm like crying, and I'm seeing all these monarchs, and the Holy Spirit was just speaking to me like, this is what heaven's like. Everybody's being reborn in Christ, and we don't know what we will be. We're these caterpillars, and we're stuck in this body, but we're going to break free someday. And so that's why I have that on my guitar.
That's beautiful. And that's what an amazing experience to see all of those butterflies and to take that moment. Yeah.
My passion is for music. My heart is for music. I never want to stop playing. And I wish that I was recognized by someone, because we desire a confirming word that you're doing good.
Of course.
What you're doing is meaning. It has quality. Your message is resonating. So we're looking for that connection. And instead, what's being rewarded is not the spirit that we're feeling. And so I'm like, it's funny that only the things of the world are being and again, this is a broad brush, but more and more of the things, if you do it the world's way, that's when the reward comes. But when God is calling you to do the podcast, I think time will smile upon you and what you're doing.
It's God's podcast, so he'll get it under control.
And like when I'm out there and handing out coats or something, playing guitar, and it's cold, and there's homeless people at a bus stop. Literally, this was like one of the outreaches we did, and I'm like, what's the point of being on the radio? I was on the radio. It doesn't matter. Right. One of my old songs. They're like, yeah, your song's on the radio. I'm like, all right, what happens? Nothing happens. Guess what? Nothing happens.
Right.
Your song's on the radio.
And you're still the same.
I did radio interviews for one of the big towns up here, and it's like, guess what? Nothing happens. Great. I mean, it's archived somewhere. I was even on HBO as a young person, attempting to be a comedian. There's footage of that somewhere. I hope no one ever finds it.
Oh, I'm going to go look it up.
I've never been able to trust. I think that was canned and dumped somewhere. I won, but they found out I wasn't old enough to be in the bar. So I was disqualified from the HBO special, and I'd won. The newspaper called it out, went, auditioned, did a comedy sketch, won. Then they were like, how old are you? I was like 16. They're like, oh yeah, you can't be in here.
Oh,
so that was my comedy career.
We're going to have to do a second episode with you where you just do nothing but stand up.
I can. I'm situationally funny, but stand up, I don't know. I would just have to tell stories and hope that I got to a punchline, but I'm like situational.
I love that. Do this. Do me. You said you wrote a song and you're almost going to play it. Just play the chorus.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll head out with that.
Okay. Let's see what we say. Yeah, I'm just trying to remember it now. You ready? You're the hero, and I never am. 'Cause I'm the villain, but you are the lamb. So I surrender all that I am and all that I am.
Nice. All right. Thank you so much for coming on. I've had a great time. I really have. Cool. I needed this.
Too.
And I actually needed this. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. See,
I needed this. It was the right night. Saturday
you're gonna
was not
be
right.
Okay. Okay.
Gonna be okay.
You don't need to be the fake Christian person with all the fake Christian stuff in your podcast to make it. Maybe you're gonna be a real person's podcast. Okay. It is what
a
it is.
Real person's podcast. Can you imagine? Yeah. I mean, there's a lots of real people podcasts, but they're not Christians.
Right.
Right. So this is going to be a wild ride. If that's what God has us signed up for, here we go.
Amen.
Okay.
Do it. I'm rooting okay. for you, seriously.
Okay, thank you. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great night. Holler if you need me.
All right, blessings. Peace.
Okay. Bye.